Hey, Cole, what are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, you'll see here. Let me make sure. Tighten that strap on your Oculus.
Oh,
Yeah,
hey,
I disinfected it. Don't worry. I
that's okay.
bought one of those pads. No, we are.
I'm always happy to put on a Palmer Luckey suck strap and just Oculus the day away. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So I wanted to combine the future with the past. Here, we are going to go urban exploring in the GeoCities.
Ooh, I kind of like
Yeah.
that. Are we armed with angel fire?
If you want to, but you have to make sure to only use it against the web crawlers.
Yeah, I will. I don't want to get dogpiled. Yeah, let's
Don't
do
worry, because we have our faithful companion Light Ghost by our side.
it. Okay. Come, Jeeves. Let's do it.
Let us set forth. Now I have been assured that a quick way to get from between different parts of the city, and indeed the other cities themselves, is to catch a ride on the web ring.
Okay. Yeah, I can buy that. Yeah, let's do we just jump on, or is it like a hitch in a train
Oh yeah,
or
well, so right now we're in just my favorite GeoCity site. It was a place that posted GIFs of Final Fantasy IV characters doing their different animations. But I think we can hop on just like the general video games one here, and whoa,
okay.
it's kind of like the Sky Hook from Infinite.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're here more of an indie space. That's weird.
That is weird because GeoCities, indie games during GeoCities times, like, well, not very many of those survived.
No,
So it's
no,
weird
yeah.
to.
We're definitely
I
like.
don't remember, like, tuning up and putting gas in the Wayback Machine. So.
No, Josh and Chuck, they keep a tight lid on that. I tried stealing it, but.
Okay, so like indie space in the indie zone. This is pretty cool. Feels exclusive.
Yeah.
There's a baby Ed McMillan. There's a baby at Jonathan Blow. Indie game, the movie Babies is shooting over there.
Oh man, there's.
Nobody wants to play with Phil Fish.
I was gonna
Oh,
say,
sorry, little guy.
I was gonna make that same fucking joke.
Oh,
okay.
that's
Well,
okay. Well, he's,
wait a minute.
It's
There's
the
a
joke that lends itself to his personality.
there's a hatch here. What's down? Oh no.
Okay. Oh. Uh-oh, did you find a dark secret in Indy's past?
Oh God. Gary, I think we found Vinny's tomb.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Get distressed at any time, just remember, it's only a game.
About what I got. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
I don't want to waste no time getting into this.
No.
It's After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yeah. Why are we doing this to us? This week, it's something kind of special. So this was my pick.
Okay.
Just in the way these. And the way these things go out, it's a little bit of a blast from the past. This is a game called Vinny's Tomb.
Okay. When did this come up again?
Oh God,
this
Gary!
Came up during an Abject Suffering.
It came up during an Abject Suffering. I think it was an episode like 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, or something like that. Actually, I went on Slack and was like, "Hey, we talked about this real lo-fi looking, like homemade game." That had a really mundane kind of name, and I asked people to look it up. Actually, Sam Bear found it. Like he put it in the box. I was like, "Yes, Vinny's Tomb." There we go. Because we saw it on GameFAQs. Like we were looking
yes.
at something that was adjacent to this. I thought, "Huh, how weird is that? Vinny's Tomb. That shouldn't be a thing. Oh, we should totally do this." Yeah.
Promptly forgot about it forever.
Right,
and then it came back. So.
Right. Yeah. So that's why we're doing this. And I was like. Yes, we're going to talk about this game. I didn't even play it before I put it in because I knew of this vintage we were going to see something remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here. I found the experience of this pretty nauseating in a lot of ways, like between the soundtrack and the voice work.
Yep.
And like, I think this is a really nauseating game.
It's unsettling on an existential level.
Yeah. It is a queasy, like some kind of queasy weirdo.
Yeah.
Decided to puke up a bunch of queasy Canadian weirdness into a, you know, into a .exe and like hit go.
Yeah. The overall effect is like something slimy climbing into your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty rough one. I got fairly far in it, but stopped because it was unpleasant. Not because I like ran out of time.
Right.
But like, come on guys. Like, so this music here, it just sounds like normal music. After about 30, I put this on to start playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
After maybe 30 seconds, they start doing like fright stings, like orchestra hits and stuff in the middle of this.
Yep.
It is extremely weird and gross. And the voice is just the voices, man.
The voice, that's obviously one person doing all the voices, and they're doing different treatments on it. And the overall effect is, you remember those, like calls from the public sections of Syphil and Ollie?
Yeah, where
it was just like, oh, Liam Lynch and Matt Grocco, pitch shifting their voices up and down and doing this. That's kind of the like queasy psychedelic effect that they have going on with that.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's way grosser.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That. Like it's like the whole thing kind of has the feeling of like a shitty Ween concept album to me. You know, but in game form.
Yeah, it's about the right era too.
Yeah, it's like, okay, thanks Ween, like thanks you kind of gross men.
So basics, Vinny's Tomb, yeah. Can generously be called an adventure game.
Yeah, like it's an adventure game if you know, if it's anything.
Yeah, like, what it is more likely is a whole bunch of MS Paint images where you have the limited ability to like interact with a thing or two and solve very simple puzzles. Like, oh, there's a red diamond shaped thing. I should probably put the diamond on that.
I hate that it's a diamond, like a sideways square. And the actual diamond you have is the diamond that's like shaped like Captain America's old shield, like has the flat top.
Right. Right.
Like the diamond you put in it is not diamond shaped the same way that's diamond shaped.
Right.
Like the first, so I played this twice, like, or, you know, sat down and I played before I had to go run an errand today. And that's where I stopped the first time because I was like, this is stupid. Like that doesn't even look like a hole because it's abstracted to the point of nothing.
Right. It is just a red triangle on the screen.
Yeah. And there's no reason like the gigantic dragon thing wouldn't stop you from taking its diamond. I was like, I'm sure this is a puzzle, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's real hard to know where to start. Like you move your little guy around, you pick up inventory items, you have these, you go through scenes, and you get very annoyingly, you have to Windows prompt okay.
Yeah.
Your way past every time you complete a scene. Sometimes it's just like walking across a screen. Like you have completed scene 4. Okay.
Yep.
I love that use of okay. Like there, I've never up until this point, I've never really read that or thought of it as an actual expression. Of what I was thinking in response to the Windows prompt.
Right. But it's like, just it really affirmative. Like, get rid of the screen for me.
Yeah. It works really well for like, okay.
Okay. Just okay. The general defeat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It feels very appropriate here.
Mm-hmm.
I made it till I fell down a cliff. Pushed down a cliff. And then there's another screen after that. I can't remember what it was. I stopped.
Yeah. Like that's the hardest puzzle in the game that you got to. It relies on you having picked up pretty much everything up to that. Like there, it's like, oh, the chasm of fear, you need to get the sun to bring you across. So you need to take some underwear and an 8-ball that you got from a lunchbox that you found and use that to make a slingshot to shoot the sun. But you better hope you're wearing your shades.
OK.
Also, you bought the underwear and some cheese because lol, random, because you got some money and then you decided to just go and buy all this random stuff until a caterpillar on welfare talked you out of the other stuff.
Welfare.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. That's something to latch on.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even try the puzzle. I didn't quit because of the puzzle. I just quit because I couldn't handle the music and voice anymore. Like, I don't know what I find this very like near Zombotato's levels and unpleasant.
Yeah.
Like just in a terms of aesthetics and production.
It has a similar, yeah, definitely a similar ethic to it. A similar amount of like, just fuck it, you know.
A little like more care than that, like at least a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, like this is a game, like it functions, there are puzzles, right? So like that sun thing, I can imagine that being, you know, a third rate, like Willie Beamish clone and being fine. It just the presentation and just like how awful everything sounds and looks like it's all in MS Paint. And it's real bad MS Paint.
Yeah. Like picture like, a field of flowers that is just a couple of different sprays of the MS Paint spray paint can.
Yeah. And I love that spray paint can, man. Like, mm-hmm. I like that stuff in effect.
Yeah. MS Paint. Windows 95 tips.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like there's an aesthetic here that I do like. Or, like, the tools are not what I don't like about this aesthetic, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just everything that's chosen to be done with them. The humor, though. Oof. Boy, oh, boy. okay.
Yeah. you got a couple of, like, very, very strange targets that they have chosen for their reference. Like, a bunch of aliens are sad that the Donny Osmond concert was canceled.
That keeps coming up, like the Donny Osmond thing, and it's like this guy, this monster comes by who sings like Leonard Cohen, who we don't like, and it's like, you know, I have a lot of Canada. I'm comfortable saying Canada is better than the United States in almost every way that matters.
Right. We've talked about this before when we did Zombotatoes. We talked about like the music, the comedy, the.
There is a distinctive weirdness to this kind of humor that's like. It's like, man, this is like very Canadian, like shitty Canadian. I think maybe at its best, like Canada trumps America in every possible way. And then at its worst, though, the flavors of worse are just different.
Right.
Enough to be alien. Like this feels very like alien in its badness to me.
It's incredibly rough because you could take jokes about Donny Osmond to be just like, oh, that's like shitty and outdated, but he probably put that there because like haha, I'm Rod Flanders or whatever. But then he goes around and like it is a joke that one of the NPCs is a big old queer snake.
Yeah, that queer snake thing. Like maybe I was thinking like if I were gay, I would love to screenshot that and be like, you know, Dave, if you're also a queer snake who lives in a, you know,
who lives in the garbage pile. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. It's like the queer snake who lives in the garbage pile is a major NPC in this. And like, I was thinking about that, like some gay person should take that and do something funny with it.
Yes.
And it's all voice acted too. So it's not just like you're reading this stuff. It's like, you get to hear this guy go like, he's a queer snake that lives in a garbage pile. Like this.
Like from the fucking Black Lodge.
Yeah, it's like Black Lodge, low res, like kind of like ethnic old man voice sometimes.
Yeah. I'll capture some audio and I'll sprinkle it in here, okay?
You must be the queer snake that the party boss will be.
Actually, my brother is the queer one.
Where is he?
He went to Las Vegas for a gig. He's bigger than Wayne Newton.
Well, we can do that. We can also go to the game fact, or not the game fact, the wiki that has the entire transcription of the game and do a little bit of Vinny's Tomb Theater here.
Yeah.
Let's read scene 6.
Stage directions here. This game has nothing to do with Maurice Chevalier.
Yes.
Okay, so keep that in mind.
Just, you know, hey kids, Maurice Chevalier. I'll be Vinny.
Okay.
And you can be the queer snake's brother. And we're gonna say queer, just as a warning for people, because we're just presenting what's in this game. You know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's presented as an adjective. It's not specifically like a hateful slur in this, but
right.
Just so people know.
Right.
You must be the. How does Vinny talk? It's something like that.
You got it real close.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know that you can make the compression.
You must be the queer snake that the party bots told me about.
Actually, my brother is the queer one.
Where is he?
He went to Las Vegas for a gig. He's bigger than Wayne Newton.
Very interesting. I'm looking for a key to Vinny's tomb.
The key is with me. I'm keeping it for him. When he gets back from Vegas, he plans to find Vinny's tomb himself.
Would you consider selling or trading the key?
Sorry, it belongs to my brother. I cannot give it up without his permission.
You now have the glittery diamond.
You now have the...
So you pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it. But like that kind of flat affect we're doing is in everything. So it is like when you say like the Black Lodge, like it is like the non-compelling, like not Lynchian in a non-compelling fashion.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
The description for this. Like,
yeah. You know, and far be it for me to like throw shade at the recording techniques of the 90s, especially on a consumer level. This sounds like it was recorded into one of those really thin microphones that would have been shipped with your compact in 1998.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cool wand.
Yep.
Like, it's like, so it is just, you know, and it goes at that pace, like it all uses Windows interfacing. So when you get to those things, the way you advance dialogue is moving the scroll wheel across the bottom of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It is just very like unpleasant and wrong feeling.
Yeah. Like, and lest you think that this is like purely a piece of outsider art, which there are elements of that in this. They're like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, he knows how shitty this is. The person who made this. Because,
yeah, a lot of the jokes are just like, hey, get it, this is shitty.
Yeah, they're like at the game's expense. Like, there's one scene, one NPC is an invisible horse, and the horse is only invisible because the person who made the game doesn't know how to draw horses.
I can't see anyone there.
I'm an invisible horse.
Why are you invisible?
The designer of this game can't draw horses.
The designer can't draw at all.
Would you like to see how I look?
Not really. But go ahead.
And then the joke is, it's revealed, it's a shittily drawn MS Paint horse, and Vinny says, maybe you should have stayed invisible.
But with that, like, with no comic timing or, like, no, you know, that's how it sounds.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, and the nothing else is drawn well, so this joke has no context to, like, exist.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have drawn a clown. Maybe everything in this fucking game should be invisible. You think about that, Reldney?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, make this a spiritual successor to Enemy Zero.
Yeah, do a Zork, because I mean it has the same kind of like gameplay cadence as a text adventure.
Yeah,
you know, more or less, like you could do it as such.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate this. it actually made me like pretty mad. It's very weird. But it does feel wrong on like a reality level. Like, like this is what's going to tip us into the fact that we're in the Animatrix.
Oh no.
The MS Paint Animatrix. We've arrived.
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is part of a series. It ends with you being devoured by something like a Dragagator or something like that. A Dragulator. I don't know. Some kind of dragon.
Dragulator.
Yeah. Yep. You're devoured by
later
by a very non-punctual version of Rob Zombie's Dragula.
Yeah.
The Dragulator.
Drag you now. Dragulator.
Yeah. And it goes into Vinny's tomb, chapter two. I was more compelled by this than you were, but I.
Oh, but I think so.
In no, by no stretch of the imagination, do I actually think this is good.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to get you checked out. If that were the case. Like that can't be the case. You're just, man, this is good. And I was like, ah.
Nah.
It is compelling. It just grosses me out too.
Yeah.
I mean that's what I'm picking up on. But it is rich because like there is I guess this is a thing. So like Reldney Productions was a thing. If you go to Reldney.com for the Reldney Productions Restoration Project.
Yeah, Reldney Productions was a thing in the way that we have big wigs who determine when shows begin and end.
Yeah.
Like, I went down a little bit of a hole, and one of the things that fascinates me about this is that very little of this actually exists anymore, because it happened at a time when pretty much... like everything could have rated on some kind of database, but like stuff could have fallen through the cracks. If he had done this stuff 5 years later, we would be able to recover what this person, Troy Scott, actually did before he died. But now it just kind of exists in a couple of databases like Giant Bomb and whatever, and we have no real details. Like, you can't find any of his music. In fact, there's a Reddit thread. There's a sub-forum of Reddit called Go for Gold, where people pay real money to have people do stuff for them or find stuff for them online. The person who made this wiki is kind of like, I would say, obsessed with Rodney Productions, and has said, like, I will give you a year of gold if you can dig up these albums that were made by Troy Scott, kind of the main person behind this.
But yeah, like Troy Scott and Marty Butler.
As far as I can tell, it is just him and whatever friends he had at the time, and everything around it is a fiction.
Yeah. Yeah. It, like, there's lore to it as a thing. So, like, actual games got made.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that part's real. The stuff about him being kidnapped and things, like, the actual story behind this guy may or may not be.
Yeah, he made that up in order to like explain why part 3 never came out.
Yeah.
Like, he was kidnapped by his evil friend Alfano, who forced him to write music. And there are interviews you can find on the Wayback Machine, kind of versions of their website. Like, everything is accompanied by an interview, which is some really bad writing of, like, dialogue between them talking about like how their rhymes are not good.
but when I say it's a, like, a real thing, like, there are two games you can play, like, games came out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the lore is not real, but the actual, like, games and productions, like, mm-hmm. it's a real thing that produced games.
Yes.
You know? So, like, it is this weird half, you know, ARG, you know, not before that we had a word for that, kind of multimedia, you know, idea, extended universe joke thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then mostly just a collection of, like, a couple games and you know, like quite a few games, actually. Like, I don't think most of these games are fake.
Right.
That are listed on the wiki.
I couldn't find them. Like,
well, yeah, but that, I mean, that doesn't mean that they're fake. Like,
right.
You know, Number Mix is probably not fake. It probably is just, like, a lot of games from that era, like, just lost.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, this game maker and musician guy who's just, like, real misguided, you know, made weird, like shitty, like, evil version of Morath, you know?
Oh man. How long has it been since I thought about that?
I feel like we brought that up fairly recently. I don't know if we did, though, because time, I don't remember anything on the show. Like,
right.
It's actually a serious problem. Like, but the, I don't remember anything that we talk about in the show. So I think we brought it up before, but it is like, it feels like a shitty Morath.
Right.
You know, like, Morath is good and made good games. Reldney is bad and made bad games. and that's where we're at.
Yeah. So all you're going to find if you search for Troy Scott or Reldney or anything is stuff related to Vinny's Tomb, because, again, it got into these databases. And then you're going to find mostly comments. Like, there's one person who put, like, on ask.com or whatever, hey, what happened to blah, blah, blah from Reldney? And they said, oh, he died a long time ago from complications. Like, did he die? Who knows? I wasn't able to find anything because Troy Scott is a very common name. You're going to find people who are, like, talking up their album, saying, man, that was great. However, the only thing on GameFAQs for this, like, the only review is a very obviously fake, you know, it's like, hey, let's talk, like, this up.
Yeah, it's like graphics 5/10 for being an MS Paint. This is pretty good.
I would love to hear their albums, because at least one of them, called The Long Point Trip, it appears to be just them running out of tape, like, on a trip to go see some geese at a place called Long Point. Like, here are some track names, and, like, this is all one track. Looking for battery track fast. Looking for batteries. Working for the CIA. Coffee, tonic water, part one. Stuck in traffic. The monster. But, like, it has liner notes and lyrics and stuff. Like, I kind of want to see more about this.
It's possible, like, this guy, because he's not the guy who did the music for this game.
Okay,
right? Is that correct?
I don't know. It could be a pseudonym.
yeah, who knows, because he's like, oh, I'm garbage Andy Kaufman. Mm-hmm. But, like, if he's not the person who did the music for this game, it's possible, like, the music is actually kind of good and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would love to find that as well. You just can't. That makes me think, like, I mean, it has music, it has lyrics and liner notes and stuff, but the fact that it was just recorded while they're going to go look at some fucking geese makes it seem like it's going to be like the worst Jerky Boys, you know?
Yeah, like just home, them, like, yeah, home movie kind of thing.
Yeah, they think they had a funny conversation in the car on the way to this goose trip.
Yeah.
And it was actually not funny, nor good, nor worth releasing to the internet. It's just like, I have the benefit of being an early internet guy, so mm-hmm. people are going to pay attention when I put out Castle Terra Retra or Castle Terra Retra in space.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. There are photos that came out of this. Like it feels like an act of like obsessive self documentation, but like most of that documentation is gone and only recreated by this person who I can assume doesn't have anything to do with him.
Yeah, the wiki guy. Yeah, probably not. Like this could also be him though too, if he could be his own Tony Clifton kind of thing.
Yeah. Huh.
The album I most want to listen to is Dog, D-A-W-G.
Oh, that's the one he recorded when he was being held captive by Alfano.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On Dog. With such songs as, like, Lozo Gets Lucky and Chicken Influence. Like, fuck this guy, man. It is so Ween-like. Everything about this feels extremely Ween to
very,
me.
Very, very Weeny.
Man, I can't abide Ween.
I have no reckon on Ween. I've never, I'm sure I've heard Ween before. I know that they are goofy in concept and they did a country album that Henry Rollins got real angry about one time, but
no, they're goofy in a way that, like, let's do a bunch of drugs and lock ourselves in a studio goofy
mm-hmm.
kind of way. Like, it's not, I'm not saying that they're not, like, can't make music and aren't musicians, but they really lean into that. Like, what if we huff a bunch of glue and make a record,
right,
and they're really, like, that's part of their identity. Like, hey, we're a couple of, you know, glue sniffing dipshits, like, what do our albums sound like?
Yeah,
I remember being in high school and, like, the guy in my high school band was telling me how cool it was that was, like, the concept of their first album was, like, Huff and Scotch Guard. And, like, you can
I'm not laughing at the concept, I'm laughing that is something that somebody would admire.
Totally, like my, you know, okay, Ben Trier, like, that's a cool thing. These guys, like, did a bunch of Scotch Yard before they made this record. That makes me want to listen to it more, somehow. Like,
yeah,
very, very antithetical. And this feels very antithetical to, like, my values as a, like, the depth of it. I understand your impression, you're being impressed by, like, kind of the depth and volume of it.
Yeah.
But none of it's good. Like, none of it is worth, you know, experiencing it. So it's just kind of like, what if there was a bunch of bullshit?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like nothing, like, even just the story of this game, it's a lot of, like, doubling back on itself. Like, oh, it's a tomb. You're a clown, but you're not. But it was converted into a tomb, but it used to be an old electronics store. Like, it's just kind of like this strangely stream of consciousness style thing that is not actually, it doesn't appear to be made for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I believe that this would have a cult following because, like, when it came out, you know, like, even though the review is fake and, like, the message board on GameFAQs is all Rusty Mr. Mocha for all the entries, who is currently playing Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls.
Ooh.
Okay, Rusty. I believe, you know, that's a thing. But this GameFAQs is, like, somebody made a fact for it that is a legit GameFAQ.
Yep.
And has some gold in it. That we should talk about.
Oh yeah, lead off with that.
So the under the additional thingamajigs. So, like, you know, the table of contents is where you, like, find whether there's going to be GameFAQs gold a lot of the time. So under additional thingamajigs, there's a section for references. Because the company Realty is from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, there are many references to this game that may be unknown to the non-Canadian gamer and the unknowing person alike. I'm both.
Yeah.
I will list them here. Sad Ethel is the sea beastie from Edmonton. His real name is Ogopogo.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice Chevalier was a French actor in the early 20th century, as you mentioned. Trinket from the Franklin Mint. The Franklin Mint is a collection agency located in Aston, Pennsylvania.
That's not a Canada thing.
Like, why? Well, or if you're an unknowing person.
Okay.
So it's both kinds. PBS. To those who don't know what PBS is, it's public television station, like public broadcasting.
Okay.
You get through the secrets and stuff until you get down to the thanks, which, number one, thanks to God for giving me life. Which I know we talk about that a lot. But it's like, man, is this the incorrect value? Like, venue to thank God.
Yep.
Like, it's not reading your fact for Vinny's Doom.
I have no opinion on the value. The venue is very strange.
It is. Yeah. It is an extremely weird thing to do. In 2006, you know, Christian Giocani Bonaguro, a.k.a. Truck, a.k.a. Fried Truck, a.k.a. Truck Kill, a.k.a. Truck Kill 11, a.k.a. Truck 101.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
he keeps having to update his truck pass. He's like, he's updating his username instead of his password whenever they ask him to update his password.
He also thanks Spug, who is one of the people who kept the flame alive. There is a
don't get me started on Spug.
On Spug,
Vintoom.tripod.com.
Oh, there, yeah, Vintoom.tripod.com is still up, but if you go and look at this. The discussion forum, not there anymore. Okay, that was a real bummer for me. Yeah. Reldney.com just goes to the restoration project. Like, all these links to everything besides playing the game are dead.
Yeah. Even though, except for screenshots, which I love the idea of going to this website, seeing screenshots, one, two, clicking on screenshot one and that being what you get is very funny to me. This dumb little picture of Vinny crossing a broom or a bridge, and which is a super shitty gotcha that happens in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you fall for no reason. Yeah. I mean, there's so much here, but and it is very weird, right? Like, I'll give you that it's super weird, and like an interesting mind made this.
Yes.
Regardless of whether it's quality.
I don't think this is worthwhile, but like, I gotta say, like, I don't feel surprised by what I found here based on what I saw, based on the name Vinny's Tomb, based on the screenshots. Like, this is exactly what's on the tin.
It's a real unique thing.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's ripe for, like, let's say I sucked and I subscribe to a bunch of YouTube screaming idiots. Like, all it would take is me slipping this into the Game Grumps browser bar to, like, you know, have them do a patented Scream series where they, you know, made fun of this. Like, I'm kind of surprised this hasn't become a weird popular dunking thing. Like,
yeah, there's nothing. Let's
get a hold of this, man. Like,
what's that?
You know, let the Pepe idiots get a hold of this. Like, take back Pepe and like have like forums trading rare Vinnies back and forth.
You know? Rare Vinnies. there's a limited supply of Vinnies out there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know about rare Pepes.
Oh, of course I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was aware of rare Pepes before they became a racist shitty thing.
It is already a very weird thing.
Yeah. So I only found one primary document by Troy Smith or by Troy Scott. I think Troy Smith is a football player. This was written. It is a guest book entry that was made Friday, January 3rd of 1997. So. More than 20 and a half years ago. And again, like, this person presumably died 17 years ago, so we'll never know. It's definitely this dude. It's Reldney@skylink.net. Same dude here. This is on the guest book for a Monkees fan site.
Okay. That's what he says.
This is where he posted it. Hello, monkey people. It sure is good to be back on the monkey webpage. I saw Davey, Peter, and Mickey live in Toronto last year. They are extraordinary performers, but you monkey fans already know that. I think Rhino Records is doing a wonderful job with the monkey albums and videos. Some critics claim that the monkeys are getting more attention than they deserve. I love all their songs, and I think they deserve more recognition. I've never been bothered by the fact that the monkeys did not play their instruments on their early recordings. They were hired as actors for a TV show. It is remarkable that they also succeeded as a genuine rock group. This is the only mark, aside from Vinny's Tomb, which itself is incredibly tangled up in its own mythology. This is the only mark that the true Troy Scott has left upon the world.
I feel like there might be a fundamental like difference. So why do you not think the rest of these games existed at some point? Or do you just think that do you think they're a part of it?
I really think that they were a part of it. I think that maybe he made them and then it got roped into the Reldney Productions mythos.
I think that it seems just as likely to me that these were like distributed on BBSs or something.
Okay.
You know, like I don't see any reason, just because I can't find them now doesn't mean that I don't think they, you know, they existed.
I think this
been like 20 years.
This is being made more of an issue than I think it actually is. These mini games were distributed along these gigantic compilation discs of shareware and freeware.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I'm positive some of these other things existed. But like, when I say that this is the only mark that the actual Triscott has left on the world, like this is outside of the mythos. This has nothing to do with the Reldney stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This is the one thing that is the true him that we can actually still point to.
Right.
You know, even though there is like, you know, that's outside of the game thing, because like there's screenshots for some of these other games that you can find as well. Like here, I'll throw something in Slack here. But yeah, that is also, I gotta say, I can't disagree with anything he has to say about the monkeys. So it's like, I'm really flipped on this guy.
Really?
Okay, I'm pretty on board with that. Like, the monkeys did function as a pop band and a prefabricated thing, and they write good songs. They probably are amazing performers. So, I'm being genuine. I'm being sincere. Like, I like the monkeys a whole lot. So.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. It's just funny that would make you
that would make you flip.
The thing
that brought me back.
Yeah, looking at this. So in Atreson, this, you can select your character. You can be Bernice, Hot Dog Dragon, Patrick McGee, Dorky, Loudmouth, Pasquale, Fab Freddy, the Kook, Evil Witch. And all of these characters, I assure you, there is an entry on their page or on one of the Wayback pages or an interview that talks about who those people or who those characters are based off of.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That is, I wonder if anyone's listening to this who's heard of this. Man, there's pictures of the guy too. Like, you can find pictures of this dude. It is so, that's very weird.
But can you see why it fell down a hole?
Oh yeah, like there's a lot here. There's a lot here. The person who is like really obsessed with like documenting this is the real weirdo. Because this is like I said, this is his evil Morath. This is an early internet games maker who like gave away games for free on a BBS, and that's what got him a bunch of attention.
Yeah.
You know, they're free. It was a Canadian indie thing. Some people are gonna find this shit funny. Because they're bad.
or they were 13 when they found this on a floppy disk and like, oh shit.
Yeah, this is a free game that like, you know, is worth playing somehow. But this person who is like, I'm going to make it my life's mission to document every remaining scrap of information about this dude is the real fucking weirdo.
Well, and there are also people on Reddit who are encouraging him to like find the dude's family and like get the tapes from them, or to contact like the city hall, because this dude, of course, made it clear what city he lived in.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like look for records.
Yeah.
Of the shit. Patrick McGee is a leprechaun. He most prominently features in his own series of puzzle games.
Of course he does.
And they're like Shitty Chips Challenge. Like, I mean, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, everything is Shitty Chips Challenge.
Like, there's a lot of Shitty Chips Challenge going on. Yeah. This has like the kind of depth to where like this would be. You could teach like a course on this and just like memorize all the shit, you know, from it. Like, there's a lot of text here. I just like found the liner notes, which I like just glanced through before we recorded. And just kind of like reading them. And it's like, this is a whole lot of like uninteresting, valueless text.
Yes.
Like, really like amazing, but lots.
Seriously, like get into the Wayback Machine version of the original Reldney site and you will find interview after interview after interview. And I put interview in quotes because nobody ever talked to anybody. It was just them talking about their music and talking about the things they did with their friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, this is super bizarre and I wanted to take us down this road.
Oh yeah. No problem with that. Like, this is really fucking weird. it's very singular in a way that demands conversation in a strange way.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard. It's hard to get on a patented abject suffering tangent.
No.
With this, when it is just kind of like, man, what if evil Morath was Canadian and thought that a gay snake was super funny, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't know that I have anything more to say about Vinny's tomb. You're gonna look for this on YouTube. Probably you're gonna find a couple of select scenes. It doesn't encapsulate it.
No, you can. I mean, you can just Google it and look up the stuff if you want to.
Yeah.
Like, it is all there. It is. If you can crack the code, please.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can find the thing, like, we could, you know, like I said, the person who's documenting this stuff is real and available. Like, we could contact the guy who runs this wiki and be like, hey, why are you doing this? You know, hi, why are you?
hey, what animates this?
Yeah.
Like, what's missing?
Yeah. What wakes you up in the morning? And actually, like, maybe get an answer about that. Because I'd be very curious as to, like, what causes this kind of obsession. Mm-hmm. Again, unless this guy is Tony Clifton-ing himself and he just faked his own death. And this is, like, him maintaining his own thing for his weird, like, can you imagine when people like this, like, get old?
I mean, you know, like, I have a bunch of, like, weird shit that I made with my friends that, it, like, will never ever see the light of day. That just exists in notebooks and stuff.
I guess I mean, like, if he's running that wiki to maintain it. This is the fiction that he's Tony Clifton-ing himself.
Okay.
Like, getting old and remaining like this. Like, there's no part of me that doesn't think this guy is, like, semi-McPoyle. You know, maybe not full McPoyle, but, like, at least, like, McPoyle adjacent.
Yeah. So
kind of like a weird, like a you, like the guy,
right, you know, that guy. Who's like got his shit together now.
Yeah, that guy is he's back, baby.
he's a real success story kind of guy, like,
yeah. Robert Dyer. Robert Dyer. I had to do the impersonation to remember his last name. Yeah. Robert Dyer, the guy who's, like, always reviewing the aroma of fast foods and shit on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. So, like, realistically, by the photos that accompany the liner notes, let's put this guy, like, in his senior year in high school, in, like, 1998 when a bunch of the stuff came out.
So, like, my age, like, roughly.
Yeah.
Almost 40.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
for some of this, and this go for the goalpost, like, the dude who is assembling all of these, the actual Dust Bug, who has been doing this for years and years and years, you know, like, this thread was done 2 years ago.
Mm.
So, like, not super recent, but recent enough.
Yeah.
Just to establish the timeline.
You found the thing on the wiki with the main guy, the Tobiasville, talking about him being dead and then corroborating that he thinks that he is definitely dead.
Yes. Yeah.
There, because he found an obituary. Did you find the obituary?
I didn't find the obituary. All that I saw was the sentence, he died of complications, which was pretty funny.
Which is good. Later, he comes back and thinks he found an obituary for the guy.
Okay.
It looks like he died at 31.
Yeah.
So even though the obituary archive lists the name, but doesn't have the full text of it, but it looks like this guy might be dead.
Yeah.
So it's a bummer. Like, I spent a lot of time saying he's I find his work nauseating and I wish he hadn't, but I still, you know, it doesn't mean I want him to be dead.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll restate what I said toward the beginning. Like, the idea that, like, this happened on the internet, but too early for everything to be sucked in and be preserved forever, is it feels like a little bit of a loss, but, like, not like a huge one, but, like, I'm just curious. I want to know more.
Well,
I don't think he's like the new Daniel, like the video game version of Daniel Johnston or anything. I just
the R. Stevie Moore of video games has logged on. Right. I think that what it is, though, is that, like, so this garbage and there being this much of it suggests the possibility that there might be the Daniel Johnston of video games who is also lost.
Right.
Like, this is, you know, for every 10 of these guys we're going to get, there's going to be one actual kind of, like, and not even like Moraf, because those games are all, like, derivative and I have a lot of fond memories of those, but they weren't like works of genius.
Right.
But there could have been, like, the 1998, you know, Greg Cassavan or whatever that is actually lost.
Yeah.
You know, who's also buried in an unmarked Canadian tomb, you know, because of this, like, this exists. It's like, oh, like, this can't be singular. Mm-hmm. What this is in 10 years, people are going to be looking through the Zombotatoes wiki or whatever.
I am.
And like, that guy is, like, production company.
Yeah.
and Abject Suffering 2000, like Abject Suffering Babies, where our two sons carry on our legacy, are going to be doing the same thing for like Taliban Simulator or whatever their like other game was.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something. I'm reading a book. I'm reading A Canticle for Leibowitz,
okay,
which is not. I'm actually don't like it very much. It's one of the like primary influences, the Fallout. Mm-hmm. And the central idea of it. So, like, do you know the premise of that book?
Like, not enough to say it. I'm aware that it is well regarded, but I've never looked into it too much.
The premise, it's in the future. It's post-apocalyptic, and there are an order of monks who maintain and curate and take care of relics from the old world without any thought given to like their function and no desire to practically use them. So, like, the central joke of it is meant to be a comedy, even though it's not a particularly funny book, is that you know, they have like, it's like old stereo instructions and shit like that, mm-hmm. that they're like, they're maintaining and considering holy. And the idea of the book, even though it's not very well presented, is something worth saying, which is that in the future, if these people, these monks, are looking at our things and they're like shitty stereo instructions and considering them relics, it is probably a good idea to question the objects that we value today as relics as well.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so them, you know, those people who are spending, you know, 40 years like doing an illuminated manuscript of, you know, an instruction for a microwave, mm-hmm. Is not that different than us like fawning and worshiping, going to a museum to see a piece of somebody's chamber pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is equally ludicrous. So right. that's the idea of the book. And that's kind of what that would be like.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like us like, and I'm not saying that like this is not me throwing shade at you for having us play this game, because I'm glad we did it. And it's, you know, it's weird. And I'm glad I know more about this than I did before. But mm-hmm. there's a little bit of that to this.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
this is essentially history's chamber pot. But we, you know, it just has history. So it suggests mm-hmm. this kind of interest without actual value.
Yeah.
You know, in the time we had been like, fuck this, right. you know, in like 1998, like
this is not worth my attention. Like if I found this on a shareware disk, like it would be like, oh, the second I got to that bridge, be like, nope.
Yeah, exactly. Like the reason why this is noteworthy is because it is old and that context, not because of any quality inherent of itself.
Yeah. I guess I just weep too easily over lost potential, you know. Not to go back to the same kind of thing, but like, oh, like there is definitely some kind of indie video game that never saw the light of day, you know, kind of like if John Kennedy Toole's mom didn't like look through his shit and find a Confederacy of Dunces, like,
yeah,
oh,
totally.
Like that could have either gone on the trash or it could have gone on to be one of my favorite books.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is a weird thing. It is I think about that even like on a personal level, like where I've been in bands and there are songs that we did that I don't remember how to play and we never recorded.
Yeah.
You know, it's not exactly the same thing, but mm-hmm. the idea that anything is lost is so contrary to how things work now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I love, if you follow like Frank Cifaldi and look at his preservation work, mm-hmm. Is really fascinating because our culture, like the thing that we have decided to hitch our wagon to until very recently has decided, you know, considered almost everything about it disposable.
Yep.
And there are only a couple of people, you know, who are kind of fighting against that.
Yeah.
So it is fascinating, like,
mm-hmm.
and a bummer. You know, it's easy to get bummed out about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for going along with this. It was it was definitely a shot in the dark on my side, but I could not see a game called Vinny's Tomb and not play it on this show.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm glad we did it. Hopefully it is an interesting episode of the show. You know, even if it wasn't an absolute knee slapper.
Right.
You know, it was interesting to play. Like,
mm-hmm.
even though I did find it like unpleasant in a Zombotatoes kind of way. Yeah, if you like this show, the best way you can support it is to go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv
mm-hmm.
and kick us a couple bucks a month. If you kick us $5 a month, you get an extra episode, two extra episodes mm-hmm. of the show, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is you know, hopefully you know, worth your time and money to do so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. And if you back, you get the three most recent ones as well. So like that is you know, for forgive me for saying, but that's value right off the gate. You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just grab it right there.
Yeah.
There
and if you missed any of those, you can go and check out duckfeed.tv/store, where all of the ones that fall off of Patreon end up for a reasonable fee. And they're often bundled, you know, a little bit down the way for an even cheaper price.
Yeah. And eventually they all will, you know, you'll be able to get them all bundled. It just takes a while to get to that point. So, yeah. And then also ratings, reviews, telling your friends, things like that are all very useful. We'd appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
No. You know, back up your stuff. If you make a weird thing, you know, put it in a cloud.
Yeah.
Let's make sure it exists. It's extant.
Yeah. And then when it all comes crumbling down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the future, we'll dig through it and sniff your chamber pot. Yeah, it's turned to Randy Newman for a second.
Because you're yawning, you're trying to make a joke.
Classic Randy Newman, like, this is Andrew Pot. Yeah. I'm talking like I'm chewing clay.
So until next time, who has Alfano dog?
Yeah, really, who is? Ew. Answer, please.
Hi, this is Johnston Crybaby again for Vinny's Tomb. I'm going to be the narrator. Hope you enjoy the game. I certainly don't. I mean, it's great, yeah.
Welcome to Underworld. You can get key bargains on assorted undergarments.
That sounds just fine. I'm trying to find the key to Vinny's Tomb. Can you help?